Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos back on the show. Dawn is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is the founder of a great organization that's helping small business owners put their best foot forward, especially in the area of financial planning, the financial part of your business. She's the author of Accounting for the Numberphobic, a survival guide for small business owners, and she's helping small business owners make more profits all the time, and we're going to talk about that very thing today. Dawn Fotopoulos, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so great to be with you, Jim. It's
good to have you back, as always, and you got a brand new website we're going to tell folks about in a little bit, and I'm looking forward to that. Dawn, one of the things that you've been doing recently is you've really narrowed down the critical steps to help people drive more profits to the bottom line. And I want you to help us with that today.
Okay. You know, I've done a lot of work with businesses that are anywhere from $0 to $1 million in size. And I've narrowed down 5 simple steps to unlock the hidden profits in your business. Because what do they need, Jim? We all need profits and cash flow, right? And it all starts with profitability.
The oxygen and the protoplasm of a business.
Yeah.
Cash is the oxygen and profit is the meat that holds up the business.
Yeah, well, it makes the business viable,
yeah.
Right? So the very first thing to talk about in those 5 simple steps, you're going to laugh, okay? you're going to laugh. The first thing is the books are a mess. In yeah. 8 out of 10, I have this.
That's not exactly breaking news,
Doug. No, it isn't. But let me tell you something. Here's a very interesting fact. The Intuit company, just came out with some research, and they said that 85% of small business owners do their own books, and 40% of those same people admitted to being financially illiterate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you know, and I know, that the real number is probably twice that 40%.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it.
Okay, so this is a disaster.
I don't have to, and I didn't have to have Intuit. I've been working with small businesses long enough to know that the financial management of a small business is a nightmare. I mean,
it can be a nightmare.
It doesn't have to be anymore, but it is.
It doesn't have to be. I mean, if you have a really great bookkeeper, the findaproadvisor.com, it's like an Angie's list for finding a great bookkeeper.
Yep.
You put in your zip code, it'll pop out all these people in your area, and it rates them. You can see how people rate them, what industries they're expert in, what their credentials are. I mean, it's amazing. So there's no excuse anymore, Jim, for the books
I moderated a panel last week for the U.S. Chamber, and one of our panelists was a young lady, probably not even 30 years old yet. She's running a cool little business, and she got on one of those virtual resource websites and found someone who's not only helping her manage her books, but is teaching her how to read the financial statements. She says this has literally helped her double her business.
There you go. Well, here's the thing. I mean, if the books are – everybody thinks that they put their books together for the IRS, right?
Right.
For filing with the IRS at the end of the tax year, but you've got books, you've got financial statements to help you run the business, Jim.
That's right.
And what do you need to know? Am I making money? Do I have enough cash
and
to pay the bills?
Need to know it every month.
Yeah, every month. You should know cash flow every week. You should know profitability every month. So the very first thing you have to do, you got to fix the books. You got to know where you are, right? It's the GPS for running your business, and the books are the mirror to you, to the business owner. So fixing the books is absolutely step one.
Here's one thing that I want to point out to people, Dawn, as we will take this part of the thing to the break. once you get financial records that are accurate and you start producing regular, accurate statements, operating statement, balance sheet, and then you can build a projections cash flow statement off of that. Once you get those three documents in your hand, it'll be like you're on crack. You cannot do without it. You
won't even. That's right.
You'll be so addicted that you'd rather do without lunch or food than to do without these statements.
That's right.
And here you are now. Now you don't even have them, and you don't even know what you're missing. But when you get them, you're going to be addicted, aren't you?
Well, not only that, Jim, but don't you find it amazing that 50% of small business owners manage to survive without having that information?
It is amazing, and it's one of the reasons why they can't take a day off.
That's right.
Because they can't leave their cash that long.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Don Fotopoulos. After these messages, Accounting for the Numberphobic, that's her book, 2010. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.